Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? I want to welcome you to another Wednesday night of Balance and Boundaries. Coming to you live and direct, y'all, from Las Vegas, Nevada. It is 8:01 p.m. out here on the West Coast, and it's 11 o'clock out there on the East Coast. Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, everybody. I hope everybody had a productive weekend. This is Hump Day, Wednesday. We in the stretch of the weekend. You know what I'm saying? These weeks are going by very quick and everything. So I want to give a big shout out to everybody that's been following us, everybody that's been listening to us, everybody that I sent the link to in your text message. Share that link, please. Post it on your social media. Post it on Facebook, post it on IG, post it on TikTok, and share this show. Now, tonight I want to welcome you to Balance and Boundaries, the talk show for black men. And we got a hellified topic for tonight. But I just want to check in with everybody and make sure everybody is doing okay. Make sure everybody is doing what they're supposed to be doing. Make sure everybody had a good weekend. You know we are Super Bowl bound this Sunday. I didn't even know the Super Bowl was this Sunday. It crept up on me. You know what I'm saying? But I've been busy. I've been running. If you've been trying to get in touch with me, my phone gave out. I burnt my phone out, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Your boy... Mr. Mobley is always working and everything, and the one thing that takes the toll on all the work is the cell phone. So my cell phone finally went out on me. I went today and got another one. You know what I'm saying? The number is still the same. You can still hit me up. You can still get in touch with me. It's just a simple fact that during the time that my cell phone went out, I didn't think that I could be without it. Now, don't get me wrong, things happen for a certain reason, and things happen for a reason and for a season. You know what I'm saying? And I'm always talking about I'm going to switch my number, this, that, and the other. Don't nobody really call me anyway, you know what I'm saying, unless it's about business or my kids are calling me. But other than that, don't nobody really call me here in Vegas, because I don't really fuck with nobody here in Vegas and everything. I've been out here in Vegas ever since 2000. All right, so we're looking at 23 years I've been here. 23 years that went by very quick. You know what I'm saying? So other than that, I finally got my phone back on. Now I got three phones. For real. One for the high and one for the low and everything. And one for these women that I talk to and deal with. You know what I mean? And tonight's topic is, why do you talk to me that way? Let me stop this music so y'all can hear me. The topic for tonight is, fellas, and I know you know where I'm coming from. Have you ever asked your woman, why do you talk to me that way? Why do you talk to me in that tone of voice? Why, when you come in the house, you have an attitude automatically, and the house is clean, the kids are clean, kids are done, dinner is done, things like that. We as men are trying to please you as the woman of the house, but it seems like we get talked to in a certain language, in a certain way, and things that we men don't adhere to that. If you want to have a man respond to you, black women, and I'm not saying this is about all black women, certain black women can touch a black man's buttons, say crazy shit when he walk in the house, or you say crazy shit when you walk in the house because you feel nothing has been done around the house or it can't be done unless you're doing it. Well, we about to enlighten you tonight, ladies, that there are men out here that can take care of the kids just as well and just as better as you can. There are men out here that can cook and take care of the kids and take care of the bills in a household better than you can. It's men out here that can work, take care of the kids, take care of the bills, cook, clean, and take care of the household better than you can. Do not think that you are the only one on this earth that could take care of a household or take care of the kids and things like that. And we're going to get more in-depth about this, but right now I want to welcome you to Balance and Boundaries here on Unsigned Hype Broadcasting Radio Stations. All right? I want to thank y'all for rocking with me. I want to thank y'all for rolling with me and everything. Like I said, if you got anything to say or you want to comment on this show, hit me up at 563-999-3631. Press the 1 button to chime in, speak to myself, and we will bring you in on the show. Once again, that's 563-999-3631. All right? 563-999-3631. This is an open forum, and we need to hear from our black women. You know what I'm saying? We don't need no black women coming on here and figuring they're going to put us in check and this, that, and the other, because you'll get checked. Trust me. On this show, your ass will get checked. This ain't about no Kevin Samuels or anything like that there, but you're dealing with Ale Mobley Jr., and you will get checked, because a lot of this stuff we've heard already. A lot of this, y'all have already promised it and didn't even keep your promise. But if a man don't keep his promise, you go all in that ass. I already know, because a lot of y'all, I've been your age. You haven't been mine yet. If you haven't reached the age of 50, 54, I'm going on to 55, Lord willing. If you haven't reached the age of 54 with life, the ups and downs of life and what it hands you, and if you're not getting on your knees and praying to the Almighty every day, I tell people to download this app that is called King's Version, all right? And it comes on your Google playlist. And you can download it, and it gives you Bible scriptures every day at a certain time that you set up every day. So I have mine set for 8 a.m. in the morning, 12 noon, and 8 a.m. at night, all right? It's morning, noon, and night that I take the time to pray to the Lord. And I've turned a lot of y'all on, a lot of my black men, I've turned a lot of y'all on to this app. I've turned a lot of black women on to this app. The two people that I know that I've turned on to this app that puts joy in my heart, I turned on my son and my daughter. They asked me one day, "Daddy, what are you doing and what are you reading?" And I said, "I'm reading the Bible, reading the scriptures that the Lord sends me in this app." They said, "For real?" I said, "Yeah." They said, I want to read scriptures too. So I turned them on to the app and everything. There's a lot of people out here that hasn't been brung to Jesus. And don't get me wrong, y'all, I'm not a Bible thumper. But I do believe in the higher power. I do believe in my Lord Jesus Christ, and that he sacrificed his life for me, for you, for him, for her, for them, for those, even for those niggas over there. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? So you have to make sure that you have your private time for the good Lord. when it is time for you and him to have your private time, if that makes sense. Listen, y'all, it is 10 minutes after 8 p.m. You're listening to Balance and Boundaries, the talk show for black men. Hit us up, 563-999-3631. Once again, that's 563-999-3631. And hit the one button to let me know that you are in queue, and I'll bring you into the show. But tonight's topic is, why do you talk to me that way? And this don't go out to all black women. This go out to certain black women. Because I see when I say all black women, it stings a nerve and everything like that. But it seems like to me, when I'm talking to all black women, I'm talking to all black women. So tonight, I'm not about to hold my tongue. I'm not about to sugarcoat shit and this, that, and the other. I'm talking to all of y'all. All black women. Because every black woman slips and slide somewhere. You know what I mean? And that's just real ass talk. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, once again, hit me up at 563-999-3631. You know what I mean? And like I said, I'm talking to all black women, because I've been sitting back and I've been learning, and black women will tell me, nah, that ain't me, I don't say that, I don't do that, and this, that, and the other. But if you give them long enough, fellas, they'll fall right into that rut. Why? Because they figure what they're going through is more important than calling you and talking to you as the man or as their man. But check this out, we ain't even got that established yet. We still just meeting. We still just getting to know each other. But they want the man to call every day, to check on them every day, to see if they're all right. And how many times, men, I'm talking to my men right now, how many times have that woman that you've met, that woman that you're with, that woman that you're calling your fiance, that woman that you're even calling your wife, texts you in the course of a day? We can understand that they are busy because you're at work. But if you out flaunting and fucking around in the street, then you can text that man, or you can text me and ask me how my day is. Just like we text you, good morning, sweetie. Good morning, black woman. Good morning, beautiful black woman. Fellas, have you not gotten a text back until like 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon talking about, oh, I'm just now seeing this? No, the fuck you not, because I text you at 7 o'clock this morning. Knowing the person that you are, I know you keep your phone in your hand, because if you text me, I'm going to answer you quickly, very quickly. Why? Because I don't want you to think that I'm ignoring you or ignoring your text message. So, fellas, this is one thing that we have to live and abide by, because we started that shit. We started that quick response. We started that texting back and forth and this, that, and the other. And not like that. Women started the good morning text. Hey, good morning. I'm thinking about you. Fellas, how many of y'all still get that text? Hit me up at 563-999-3631. Fellas, we got to stop being afraid to air our problems and certain things of our business out to the public. You got to understand, there is some man, some young man that's listening to this show that's going through the same thing. I tell my son all the time, history repeats itself. And I notice he's going through the same thing I went through with his mother. You know what I mean? And I see him go through this and this, that, and the other. And it hurts me, excuse me, as a black man, because I know I taught him better. I know I taught the people around him and the young men around him better. So all the black men that's listening to my to the sound of my voice, I don't care what state you are in. I don't care what country you are in. Teach your son, your black man, white man, Thai, Australian, teach your son in every creed and color how to love himself first and how to respect himself first before he start giving into a funky ass woman that don't even believe in him. Check this out. I'm gonna go even deeper. Check this out. I always use myself as examples. Back in the day, in this, that, and the other, when I was married and everything like that, I was married to an educated woman and everything like that. She graduated summa cum laude from Wilberforce College. She knew how to build a computer from the ground up. I bought her all the parts. We was playing Monopoly and Family Feud on the computer that she built. Now, what I'm trying to say in this is that I was there every step of the way, getting those parts, being her support system, cheering her on because I knew she could do it. She knew within herself she could do it, but she would always denounce to me like, I'm the one that's keeping her from doing shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, how can I keep you from doing anything and I'm the one cheering you on and supporting you and investing in you? Long story short, she finally built that computer. When she built that computer and things like that there, things started picking up and stuff like that there. We moved out of the house. We moved to Oklahoma. When we moved to Oklahoma, she never put that computer up and set it up again. Me saying that means it wasn't that important to her. So it made me start asking her, baby, am I not exciting to you anymore? And fellas, we have to ask these women this, our so-called women. When women start doing certain things, start getting extra jobs, start distancing themselves and this, that, and the other, it's cool to them and everything like that. But you see the distance. You see when they come in from work, shit ain't the same. This is what I dealt with, okay? This is what I dealt with, and I'm sharing it with y'all. You got anything to share with me? Hit me up, 563-999-3631, all right? Press the 1 button. Let me know that you are in queue, okay? This is a 90-minute show. Tonight, I keep adding the minutes because I want somebody to call in and share their views, share their experiences. So, let's keep it going. Once again, like I said, this is Balance and Boundaries Talk Show for Black Men. The topic tonight is, why do you talk to me that way? All right? I'm going to give you another analogy of myself because it don't seem like nobody call in and give analogies of their self. After I had my open heart surgery, I'm going to call her funky ass out. After I had my open heart surgery, I met a woman on social media called Sheikha. All right, I don't know what her mama and them was thinking when they named her, but her name was Star Sheikha, and this, that, and the other. The way I met Star Sheikha, and this is what makes me look at black women a certain way. The way I met Star Sheikha was I posted, and I can show you the picture. I posted 2 raw ribeye steaks. Hear me. Matter of fact, let me cut this off so y'all can't hear me. Look here. And my son knows about this. Let me stop that. I posted 2 raw steaks of ribeye steaks when I got home from this open heart surgery. And beside those 2 raw steaks, I had two big-ass lobster tails. And my caption over the picture was, damn, I wish I had some company. And who do you think bit on this post? Miss Star Sheikah. This was the nightmare of my life. Why? Because she didn't have a pot to piss in, nor a window to throw it out. And the one thing I want to ask about you black women, why do you want to pump shit up to us black men? And we're being honest with you like, yo, I ain't got shit. I'm working on my shit and this, that, and the other. But y'all want to play like y'all got it going on. And it's on and popping until you stay 2, 3, 4 days with us, a black man. Now this shit ain't on and popping like it was. Now this shit is dwindling. Your kids don't even want to talk to you. Now I'm telling you about my experience. Her kids didn't even want to talk to her. Her kids was texting on my phone, cussing her the fuck out because she wouldn't give them their PlayStation 5. Her oldest son did that. All right? So it makes me ask, what are you doing at home to make your kids turn against you? Check this out, black women. I'm going to let you know from a black man's perspective. If you're not interacting with your children and the father of the house is interacting with the kids 24/7, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, they're not going to know who their mother is. And you wonder why your sons or your daughters, when you tell them to do something, they laugh at you and run off to their dad. I'm dealing with this right now. I have a 14-year-old daughter and an 8-year-old adopted daughter. And they do not interact with their mother. I hope their mother is listening to me now. They do not interact with her. They talk to her or they talk at her. Ladies, just because the man has stood up and taken over and doing the things that need to be done because he said, I'm covering my lady's ass and I got her back, don't mean that we are trying to take everything from you. You are wrong. You are wronger than two left feet to even thinking that. The first thing you need to think is, damn, I got a good-ass man that's here. Ain't going out, ain't doing shit, but that's here. Taking care of my ass and these kids. Because check this out, ladies. Us black men being in the home don't mean that we got to take care of your lazy, funky ass. Because that's what the fuck you call us. As men. So, like I said, once again, tonight's topic is, why do you talk to me that way? Because black women, Asian women, Samoan women, Filipino women, Mexican women, all women in color, creed, and races talk to a black man that way. And when I single black men out, because one of the reasons that I do that is because I see this on the Facebook dating site. Next week, we're going to talk about why a black man goes to a white woman. I know y'all been waiting on that conversation and everything like that. So I'm here to give it to you. You know what I mean? And I ain't even going to sugarcoat shit. I'm going to give it to you straight up raw with no chaser. All right? So, my thing is this, why do you talk to me that way? I see the profiles on social media. Don't get me wrong, ladies. If you got a black man, we're not talking about white men. We talk about black men. You got a black man coming to you and he don't even know what to do with his hygiene? Yeah, you need to check it. You got a black man coming to you that ain't got his mind made up on what he wants to do or need to do in life, yeah, you need to shake that motherfucker. But if you find a black man that's a hustler, He out here hustling cans. He out here hustling weed. He out here hustling whatever he can. Being a jitney. Well, let me take you back. Being a jitney comes from back in the day when black men wait up at the grocery store and take older ladies home that got a basket full of groceries for a couple of dollars so he could get groceries for his family. Y'all black women don't know what the fuck we do when we tell you, don't worry about it, I'm about to go out here and get it. But you want to tell us, no, I don't get it that way. No, this, that, and the other. But you're still sitting up on your funky ass waiting for us to come back in and cook dinner. First of all, you telling me about the black men that ain't washing their ass. Let's get on the black women that ain't washing, or women, period, not just black women, Asian women, Korean, that ain't washing their funky ass and sitting up in the house. And your man want to try and make love to you and be close to you. But you, no, I feel like a piece of meat. Then you need to get the piece of meat of your ass the fuck up out of here. That's just real ass shit. I don't see nobody calling in at 563-999-3631, pressing the one button and telling me, nah, fat man, you're wrong. I'm talking to every black woman, every Asian woman, every Korean woman, every Samoan woman, every whatever the fuck woman is mixed, whatever the fuck, and this, that, and the other. I'm talking to all y'all. I'm talking to all y'all because I see it going on. And like I said, I'm the devil's advocate. It's been going on in my life for a long time. So, fellas, my thing is this. How many of y'all are dealing with the same thing? Coming home to the same shit. Coming home and you got to straighten out the house. She done been in the house all day. You got to come home and get peace in the house. Check this out, fellas. This is what I learned. Two women, three women, four women are not going to survive in the same household. It's something about an older woman and her children, her daughters, that they don't get along with. I don't understand why these older women starting to think that her older, the older daughters is trying to take her man. First of all, you shouldn't have a man up in the house and y'all not married. Second of all, you shouldn't have a man up in the house and y'all not married. Third of all, y'all shouldn't have a man up in the house or you up in a man's house and you ain't even divorced who the fuck you been fucking with yet. Or let alone told Javier or whoever the fuck that, hey, it's over, I'm doing this. Or Dwayne, Dwight, whoever his name is, you know what I'm saying? Because black men can have some tripped out ass names and shit like that. Like I got a name, Alain. Yo, where the fuck you find Alain at? This, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? So listen, this is what I'm talking about. It's not always about you, black women. It's not always about you. We just wonder why do you talk to me that way? You come in with an attitude automatically because you see me sitting there and this, that, and the other. You don't know if I just sat down for mopping the floor or whatever, but you coming in with an attitude. Look here, ladies, black ladies, leave that shit outside the door. When you come home from work, leave it outside the door. Because that's what the fuck you're telling us to do. You know what I'm saying? And this is the reason why I use four-letter words. It's because y'all don't understand me if I'm talking to you. This is where we done fucked up at as men. We talk to y'all nice. Y'all figure, oh, this nigga soft. Or this white boy soft. Or this chulo is soft. No, we're not soft. Not in the least. We do that because we love you. Another thing that I get, and this may be going off the subject and this, that, and the other. Another thing that I get from my so-called black women sit back and talk about they want a man with sexual energy They want a man to come in and put it down. And when you got a man to come in and put it down, you want to question me. You want to denounce me. You want to tell me, why the fuck you want to come in and fuck every night? Because I'm turned on by your funky ass. I'm turned on by you in this bag wrapped around your motherfucking head and shit like that there, walking around with these big ass titties out and everything up under this white beater. That's why I want to do that every night with you. And ladies, all black women, women of color, if you got a man that's trying to drill you out every night, you need to accept him with open arms. Because the first time that he ain't turned on, that's when you're going to say, we fucking with somebody else. And no, we not fucking with somebody else. We tired of your funky fat ass sitting up in here acting like you prima donna and shit like that there. But once we got together in the beginning, oh, hell yeah, it was on and popping. This, that, and the other. You couldn't stay away from the dick. But now all of a sudden, because you see how popular I am, how busy I am trying to get my career up off the ground, now it's a problem. The fuck out of my face with that shit. It ain't no damn problem. It ain't a problem when we're supporting you on your wishy-washiness shit. You know what I'm saying? I had a girlfriend who changed jobs like she checked her drawers. For real, for real. Okay? Couldn't be stable in one spot, bouncing the fuck around, but constantly telling me what the fuck I'm not doing right. I left her the fuck alone in that motherfucking house by herself. Misery loves company. Hear me when I say that, y'all. Misery loves company. Don't get me wrong, ladies. It's a lot of men out here who are dealing with misery. There's a lot of men out here dealing with the same shit y'all dealt with. There's a lot of men out here that want to find somebody who they could just talk to. We don't... excuse me. We don't need no input. We just need you to listen. This is why any of y'all that done met me, I tell them, I done told you, I'm a great listener. And y'all go, yeah, that's cool. I like that. Yeah, I'm a great fucking listener and everything like that there. But can you reciprocate it? Can you listen to me when it's time for me to be listened to? You know what I'm saying? For real, and everything. You know what I mean? So this is what we as black men tend to ask. And another thing, if you're not respecting your black man, he is not going to respect you. That goes in everything you say. That goes in everything you do. That goes in everything that you're trying to do with him. Ladies, y'all got a lot to learn. Y'all got a lot to learn. But listen, it is 8:31 p.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? It is Wednesday evening. I want to welcome you to Balance and Boundaries, the talk show for black men. Tonight's topic is, why do you talk to me that way? Hit us up. 563-999-3631. All right. 563-999-3631. Press the one button if you're trying to talk to me. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, we got 55 minutes left into the show. You know what I'm saying? I like to share with everybody what's going on in the world today as far as relationships go. Do you know that we lost more relationships during the pandemic than we have in life itself? People started finding out that they really wasn't compatible with each other. People had to sit down. You and your girl, the people that's listening right now, had to sit down and finally talk to each other. Do y'all understand that just because y'all got women, or just because y'all got, I take that back, just because y'all got kids, y'all figure, especially us men, we men are chivalrous. We figure, because I got these kids with this girl, I need to do right by this girl. If this girl ain't done right by you, my brother, by making sure she ain't coming into this with no baggage, with no lagging ass motherfucker that she got to deal with, and this, that, and the other, then you do not need her. That is dead weight. That is baggage. Hell, Ayanna will tell you that. Anybody ever watch Ayanna Fix My Life on the own channel, and this, that, and the other, and she's been talking to the basketball players and Drew Hill and Boys to Men, and this, that, and the other, straightening out their life. Why? Because we overthink. I'm a Sagittarius. I know I overthink and everything like that. And sometimes I need somebody to clear that shit up for me. A lot of these women, fellas, that we want to date and we want to be with because we see the potential in them that they don't even see in themselves, and then they want to call us crazy. They want to call us a dumb motherfucker. My thing is this, fellas, my brother, you leave her dumb ass right in that spot where you found her at. Because I don't need nobody talking to me or talking down to me or belittling me, browbeating me. When I say browbeat, that means she, oh yeah, but you know, such and such did it, you know, way better. We used to get together and turn the fuck up. And okay, well, go get with that nigga and turn the fuck back up. Because I don't need you here. Fellas, we got to start learning how to not get lost into someone trying to prove to them how much we care about them. If they willing to toot their ass up, walk away from you, go in the room, and I'm tired. Let her ass stay tired by herself. Let her ass deal with them kids. That's another thing I want to touch on. All you ladies out here, y'all notice y'all got a man that's going to be there. Y'all notice and know y'all got a man that's going to be there. He's going to make sure the bill's paid. He's going to make sure everything is taken care of. He's going to make sure he's going above and beyond the call of duty. I know I taught my sons that way because I was taught that way. So for you women that's out here taking advantage of that shit, really pisses me off. That's why I don't fuck with y'all. And I'm just being straight up. That's why I don't fuck with y'all. Ask anybody, any other man that's over 50 years old. Because I done been your age. You ain't been mine yet. Understand that. And for everybody out here that done lost their big mama, that ain't got a big mama, you need your big mama. This big mama will straighten this out. That go for boys and girls. You know what I'm saying? Fellas, when you are raising girls, I'm raising one now. Gotta watch what you say. I'm raising a 13-year-old and an 8-year-old. Young black women that's going to be groomed. Black ladies that's going to be groomed into young black women and everything. I have to watch what I say to them. I can't talk to them like daddy should. And that's the sad part, because everybody is so sensitive. Everybody's watching out for their feelings. Everybody's thinking, you're singling me out. We're talking about you. Ain't nobody worried about your ass. Ladies, understand this. Ain't nobody talking about y'all. Ain't nobody worried about y'all funky asses. But this, that, and the other. Why? Because you done displayed it to us black men time and time and time and time again. So why the fuck I need to be worried about you for? You ain't even worried about me. You can't even send me a text message in the morning and go, hey, how you doing? Did you sleep well? But here we are, getting up before the crack of dawn as black men and texting your ass, talking about, hey, how you doing? How you feeling this morning? How you doing, beautiful? How you doing, sexy? Even though you done just told us where the fuck to get off at the night before, we still gonna be consistent, okay? So that's the $64,000 question I wanna ask to my black women that's listening right now. How many men you got in your life besides your son, and he probably half-assed doing it too? How many black men you got in your life that's being consistent with you? Calling you every day, sending you them text messages, this, that, and the other, showing that love and that affection every time that you are out, every time that you are around him, every time that you are in his presence. How many women are dealing with that right now? I get a lot of women, I get a lot of you black women complaining about dealing with too much consistency. He all up under me. He all up under me, want to be touchy-feely and this, that, and the other and everything like that. So my thing is this, why don't you tell that man to stop being touchy-feely and do something else and let him know that somebody else is being touchy-feely with you? But y'all women won't do that shit. Why? That snaggletooth motherfucker that's coming over every night that's bringing you that Chardonnay and shit or that Moscato and everything and rubbing your feet and making sure that everything is good in the household. Yeah, you like that. You just don't like his appearance. So my thing is this, once again, the topic tonight is, why do you talk to me that way? We got women out here saying some outlandish shit to black men because they figure they can. Black men, stop letting these women talk to you any old type of way, because how the wind blow with them. The wind blow to the left, they in a good mood. Wind blow to the right, oh, they fucked up. Wind blow to the back, oh, shit, that's my hair. This, that, and the other. Fellas, stop that shit. Stop bending over backwards trying to impress somebody that ain't even looking to be impressed. They tired of you already. Fellas, I want you to ask yourself this. How many relationships you been in and the woman told you that she loved you? Did you ever ask her, do she like you? Understand me. Let me stop this again, because sometimes this music can get y'all confused and shit. How many times you been in a relationship? Fellas, I'm talking to my fellas. How many times you been in a relationship and this woman is telling you, oh, I love you. I love you to death. I just love you, and I can't do anything without you and everything like that then. Tell her, stop. Listen. I know you love me, and I love you too. But do you like me? Totally big difference from love. Someone can be in love with you. Someone can have love for you. Fellas, we need to start learning how to distinguish the two. Because if we're getting... having love for you distinguished with I'm in love with you, then it's sad on our part. And we need to start doing some shit to get our minds straight so that it's not coming across that way with us. Has a woman ever asked you that question? And it's standing, and I'm pretty sure women have asked you before, yeah, do you love me? And you go, yeah, baby, I love you. I love you. But you need to finish that. I'm not in love with you. See where that goes. Ladies, we're not out here to just crush somebody's feelings and everything. This is not designed, and I've told plenty of women this. This is not designed to hurt your feelings, to denounce who you are, or anything like that there. But you got to understand, you are denying who we are as a man. You are crushing our feelings as a man by the things that you say. And you wonder why men say the outlandish shit that we say to you to hurt your feelings. Why? Did you ever ask, baby, did what I say hurt your feelings? But I guess y'all women figure a black man too macho for that. And fellas, that's our motherfucking fault. My man walking around figuring, hey, ain't nobody supposed to see me cry. Ain't nobody supposed to see me get upset. Ain't nobody supposed to see me hurt. Ain't nobody supposed to see me feel depressed. And this, that, the other. I'm tired of you black men walking around like don't nothing bother me. You so positive motherfuckers to where it's just, hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep a positive attitude because this is the way and I'm so optimistic and everything. Man, get the fuck out of here with that shit. Let the good Lord do something to break your ass down. Let the good Lord take something from you like one of your children. Let the good Lord sit your ass down by telling you, you got cancer. Let the good Lord do something in this, that, and the other that's going to humbleize your ass. Okay? I'm trying to tell y'all, and I wouldn't sit here and talk to y'all if it hadn't happened to me. good Lord set my ass down and had me have an open heart surgery. My aorta separated from my heart. They had to stitch my heart and my aorta back together. But all that time when I'm in euphoria, dreaming of that trip and going to the other side, the good Lord was telling me, no, it ain't your time yet. You go back to the other side. I got things for you to do. And I'm telling y'all, just as sure as I'm sitting here talking to you tonight on Balance and Boundaries, live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada, we do this every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So don't sit here, fellas, and don't be so mighty and so macho and so, I got it. I got it. Because if you got it, you wouldn't be in the fucking situation that you in. Think about it. Think about it. If you got it and you got it so tough and you putting it down so well, everything's under control, you wouldn't be in the situation that you're in. And that's what I'm dealing with myself, the situation that I'm in. It's time to do better, fellas. It's time to do better. It's time to step up. Step up. When I say step up, that means step up man-wise with our significant others. You do have a significant other, a wife, a fiance, things like that. Make it permanent. Because ain't shit out here in these streets. Trust me on that. Ain't shit out here in these streets, especially not in these Las Vegas streets. And where I go out there in Texas, damn sure ain't shit out there in them streets. You know what I'm saying? So make it official. Fellas, you don't know what that woman would do for you, just like what you would do for her, once you make that shit official. But we got so many women out here that I've met that talk a lot of shit, but don't back it up. And if anybody listening that know me and then met me, you know who I'm talking to. And if I'm talking to you and the shoe fit, then put that motherfucker on. Because I'm tired of being the one. I'm tired of being the man that keeps his word. I'm tired of being the man that picks up the phone and can talk to you. But when I call you and tell you that I need you, you can't be there for me. You can't come by and sit over here with me. You're not emotionally available for me. So this is why a lot of times, yeah, don't get me wrong, I'm a Sagittarius. I'm hornier than the day is long. Trust me. But you know what? I would rather go in my room and deal with Mary Palm and the Five Sisters than to deal with some of you funky-ass black women and white women out here in the streets. Why? Because you take it to another level to where a man don't want to deal with you, don't want to see you, don't want to be bothered or anything like that. And that's facts right there. That's straight facts. 41 minutes left in the show. Y'all got anything to say? I keep telling y'all. Call in 563-999-3631. Stop thinking that I'm talking about you and talk about what's going on in your situation, in your life, or what you've been through. Using it as, oh, well, I know West Coast and this, that, and the other. I know we didn't went out before and this, that, and the other. We didn't got together before. Stop thinking that way. This is a talk show for black men. I just allow you black women and you white women and Asian women and women of color to come on and voice your opinion because we need your opinion. Women was put on this earth as a gift to the man. We men are naturally hunters. We hunt, and we hunt at night and everything. I noticed one thing that's coming back into the black community, and that's polyamorous relationships, where everybody in the black community was dealing with one or two or three women at one time. He had his pick. He knew how to preserve himself with his pick. He knew how to deal with each and every one of them because who he has picked. Y'all women just think black men just want to run around here and fuck and shit, and that's all we want to do. Stick some pussy, stick some ass, shit like that there, and everything. And you got that so wrong. But you looking at well, his demeanor and what he say and how he act and this, that, and the other. And that goes you. That goes to show me and other men, you're not paying attention to us to begin with. You're not understanding what we're saying or what we're doing to begin with. But listen, y'all, it is 8:50 p.m., 39 minutes left in the show. Hit us up at 563-999-3631. Once again, that's 563-999-3631. You know what I'm saying? We got a caller on the line tonight and everything from area code 918-5858. I don't know who the fuck this is, but... we go talk to him in this, that, and the other. Yo, who is this? Welcome to Balance and Boundaries. What's going on?
What up, man? This is AJ. You already know.
No, I don't. Who is AJ?
Kaya.
Oh, okay. Oh, my daughter. All right, then. What's going on, man?
Man, I just want to put my little input on here, you know.
Go ahead. Do your thing.
These women ain't shit. You already know. These women ain't shit. But also, I ain't gonna lie. These
okay.
These ain't shit also.
You're right. Go on and expound on that. I want to hear what you got to say.
It takes a good woman to make a good man, but it also takes a good man to make a good woman. So
facts.
As long as they 50-50, sometimes it ain't 50-50, sometimes it's 70-30, 90-10, you know. As long as y'all both... communicating and trying to make up for what other people slacking.
Okay.
It should be
okay.
Able to work. But if not,
okay.
Leave everything alone ASAP.
True. Okay, so the question I want to ask you right now, are men and women of color seeing eye to eye these days?
No. Not with social media. Social media gonna rank it up, do something different.
Yes.
It's always either you dealing with a better woman that you're trying to fix, or you dealing with a woman that's seen different type of standards on social media that you're trying to succumb to, and then people don't accept people for who they are.
Okay. Do you feel that social media is taking a bigger precedent in relationships than it is the communication part?
Most definitely. A female will see one of their homegirls get roses and shit all on social media, and they looking at your ass all wrong because you might not be able to afford roses, or you not feel like she act right to gossip them roses for her ass.
Now, to answer that question with me, I'm giving women roses and this, that, and the other. The average woman that I'm running into these days are saying they don't like roses. Roses die. Roses are dead when you cut them off. I just threw out some flowers that a woman gave me almost a month ago. They just went dead 2 days ago. So tell me, don't give me roses, don't give me flowers because they die. They dead already. So then I'm like, so what would you like me to give you? These motherfuckers win a bottle of Hennessy. I went, okay, so a bottle of Hennessy and an egg.
They want $40 for a pack of Newport.
I swear to God, Kaya, they was like a bottle of Hennessy and an eighth. And I was like, a bottle of Hennessy and an eighth. And she was like, well, yeah, I can
drink.
Which
ain't nothing wrong with that. That's definitely understandable because they want something that they can use and value because, you know, flowers ain't nothing but to look good, smell good, you know. But also, I feel like whatever I do for you, even if I don't do shit but go get you a damn get well card, you should appreciate it because that's the fact that I was thinking about you.
I was thinking about you. Do you think these days, and this is what they used to tell me in culinary school, it's the care and thought on what you do and how you present it. Do you think the Karen thought is even being considered these days?
I don't think it's about more so the Karen thought these days. I think most women want to know how much you spent on it. They want you to spend a bag on it to make them feel like they did something. But in all actuality, even if I spend a dollar on you, as long as I feel like it felt something or meant something to me, it should be appreciated by you.
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
If you don't appreciate the little things, things get greater later. If you don't appreciate the little shit I do now, when I do get
okay.
that bread and spend that bag, you think I'm spending it on you?
Okay. There you go. There you go. See, now you done touched on what we were talking about. The little things. Do you feel that the little things are looked over these days? The text messages, the good morning. Hey, baby, how your day going? This, that, and the other. How you feeling today? What we going to eat tonight? And things like that. I would think that's like foreplay in somewhat of a sense.
Women these days, they don't take it as, well, shit, he woke up and thought about me. It's more like thinking you better wake up and think about me. I mean, I can wake up and go get some bread. What are you talking about? In the same instance, when you wake up and you expect a good morning text, I want the same shit.
I want the same thing.
My fucking wife to do like something.
So I already know how you coming, Akaya, because we think alike in this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? So I know you doing the text message thing like I'm doing. You making sure that you let her know, hey, thinking about you and this, that, and the other. Even during the course of your day, you may be busy and ain't got time to, but like I tell everybody, a text message less than 5 minutes. So when somebody that I'm sending at 6 o'clock in the morning, hey, good morning, how you doing, beautiful, this, that, and the other, I woke up and I was thinking about you. You have a spectacular day and you be great today. You don't send me a text back like, oh, I'm just now seeing this after 3 o'clock, my time? No, you full of shit. You full of shit, and the truth ain't it.
Am I right or wrong? You right, though. But these women so damn raw, you'll send a text message, and they'll like your shit or love your shit, not even respond back. They feel like that's accepting your affirmation.
Yeah, or that's what we supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? And everything. Listen, everybody. This was a special show to me because I got my daughter, Akaya. She called in. My stepdaughter, my daughter. She called in today to give me her insight on what's going on out here in the world, in the dating world. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about balance and boundaries. Talk show for black men, you know what I'm saying, in the dating world. And we trying to move forward. That go for you women too. That's why I asked y'all, call in. I don't want to be right. I know I'm not right all the motherfucking time. So I need somebody to balance me out and go, nah, big homie, or nah, West Coast. Nah, the way it's going on out here, because y'all got to understand, I'm 54 years old, okay? Just getting back into this dating thing and this, that, and the other. My stepdaughter, Akaya, is like, what, 22? What are you, 22?
23.
21? 23, okay? Young, in the game, but she's out here doing the damn thing. The girl, look here, I'm trying to tell y'all, the girl does the damn thing. And this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? I love it. But we need this in the community to know, fellas, we need this so we know what we are not doing. Because a lot of times it comes across in a loud way and everything. So, Akaya, I need you to express on these no-good-ass niggas and what they doing and what we aren't doing, the reason why you can run up and let me quote this from Biggie Smalls. Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind, ask you what your interests are, who be with. You know
but
what
that,
I'm saying?
The same way you just said, ask you how you are, how your interests be with. A lot of these niggas don't do that. They don't do that.
Really?
Them niggas start sticking and licking and run.
You know what? I'm trying to, you know, I've been hearing that too. So check this out. Have you been hearing, because out here, the ladies have been telling me that that they are dealing with black men with low hygiene. Black men don't want to wash their ass. They don't want to brush their teeth. They just want to come lay up and this, that, and the other and figure they're going to get something good off the top of it, and they're smelling like fries and oil and everything. Their nails is dirty. I hope our black men ain't coming to you like that. Are they coming to you like that, too?
I don't know. I don't mess with men. Shit. I don't know what they got going, shit. But I know for sure.
That's my daughter. Like that. That's my daughter. She said, I don't know. I don't fuck with him. I don't fuck with men. It's just, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. Listen, y'all, hit us up at 563-999-3631. Press the one button, y'all. We having a good damn conversation, this, that, the other. We got a Kaya calling in all the way from the Midwest, all the way from Oklahoma, you know what I'm saying? And she representing to the fullest and everything. So the thing is this, Kaya, I know things is changing. You know, your stepdad getting old and shit and everything and stuff like that. What do we as black men need to start looking out for or need to really start adhering to in 2023 and beyond? Because I know this is a lot of shit changing.
And you got to cater to your woman, man.
Okay. Ain't nobody doing that yet?
You need to cater to a woman that caters to you. She rub your back, rub her feet.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Hold on. Stop right there. I didn't mention to a few women about rubbing their feet, and they go, ah, yeah, nigga. Niggas ain't rubbing feet no more.
But also, niggas feel like they want their head and go ahead poke some. But also,
niggas ain't eating no pussy. Too? Yeah, exactly. We already know niggas ain't eating no pussy. And, you know,
niggas,
I'm down with...
You can rub it, tickle it, play with your titties a little bit.
Okay.
True.
But check this out. Okay, so I need you to answer this question for me. If I've never been taught that, even from my dad, my brothers, whoever, or the brothers out in the hood, if I've never been taught that, how am I supposed to react when that point in time comes? Do I be honest or do I excuse myself?
Most definitely be honest. You know how many women out here will be happy and willing to turn you the fuck out?
No, we don't know that.
Just so they can
we don't know
I
that.
Turned that nigga out. There's a lot of women out here, boy, so they can sit. They can sit on the phone after you done bust your nut sucking your thumb,
right,
and be like, "Look, bitch, I done put this nigga to sleep. Yeah, you put me to sleep, all right." Well, who really won?
You're right. You are definitely right. You know what I'm saying? But we don't get this type of truth. This is why I created this show. You know what I'm saying? We don't get this type of truth. We don't get men. This is why I'm glad you called in. I get more women calling in than I do my men. Which this is a show for black men. Black men, hit us up. 563-999-3631. Press the one button. Don't be shy. It's a show for you. We want you to come on and express yourself about your relationships, about what's going on. And this, that, and the other. I don't give a fuck if you're a player in the street or you this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? You running them down. You running into them like a hobo into a freight train and this, that, and the other. Okay, then cool. Do your damn thing and everything like that there. Understand, I am a single man also. You know what I'm saying? And I'm living my best life right now and everything. Why? Because I got peace. I got peace and everything. When you have to get rid of things. Now, Akaya, expound on that. Now, when you're dealing and getting in these relationships, you can't have no other bullshit on the side coming in and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? That's going to distract you from your ultimate goal, if I can say that. Am I right or wrong?
Man, that's the area I can't touch. eat my cake and have it too and all that shit, man.
Okay.
You already know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, some of us can do that.
I try. I work hard.
Everybody can't be like a Kaya. And this is what I've been telling motherfuckers too. Everybody can't be like a Kaya. I know
like
how you
sometimes.
Roll. Huh?
I don't even want to be like me sometimes. I'm trying to better myself.
Yeah, I know, sweetie. I know. But you got that attraction. You know what I'm saying? You got that attraction. You got that gift for gab and everything like that there. You know what I'm saying? And stuff. So, you know. But everybody can't be like you. You know what I'm saying? That's like everybody trying to be like Mike. Everybody can't be like Mike and everything. You have to be you. Do you figure a lot of men being them? Aren't being themselves? Are they being something that they can't be or trying to be? Because that's what I see on my side.
I was always taught a person gonna show a good face for at least 3 months. So if you the female just wanna let him bust you down on the first night and then they end up changing up because you feel like he got it like that, then that's on you. But you gotta stick it out and figure out what type of person you're really dealing with if you're really trying to deal with that type of person.
Okay.
You got to put the time in.
Okay, yeah, and I honestly, let's speak on the consistency of the balance and the boundaries. You know, you can't let her know or you can't let him know, look here, I ain't going for that shit and this, that, and the other, and I draw the line here, and then next week you down for it. Do you believe in the stand your ground law in relationships?
Most definitely, you gotta stand your ground, but you gotta be able to adapt too. But it's all about your morals.
Okay.
What you gonna allow? Right, what you not gonna allow?
Okay. Okay, do you think we are allowing too much in 2023?
Yes and no. For some shit, it just ain't gonna work. But it depends on if you're here for the play or you're here for the stay.
Uh-huh.
Because when you're here to play, you're gonna allow a little bit more. Because you're like,
why?
This ain't about to be my business, you know? I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do, and she's not gonna do.
Yeah, that's
but
that's
if
true.
If you molding a woman to be your wife, then you gonna step on her neck a little bit more because certain shit you're not gonna allow your wife to do that you're gonna allow a person that you feel like is not gonna be in your life long enough to do.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Well, listen, Akai, I need you to hold on for a minute. We got another call coming in. Listening, y'all are listening to Boundaries and Balance, or Balance and Boundaries. You know what I'm saying? A talk show for black men. And the topic tonight is, why do you talk to me that way? I noticed, you know, Akai done came on and she done gave some hella 5 points and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to understand, of course, with the name Akaya and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? She's a beast in the game. That's my stepdaughter. Trust me, I know. She's been trained well. She came in and was like, hey, I don't know what you talking about with them niggas and this, that, and the other. I don't even fuck with them. This is what I fuck with, you know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all. I love this shit. Hit me up at 563-999-3631. Once again, 563-999-3631, y'all. We got another call coming in right now, y'all. You know what I'm saying? The 830-3389. Yo, this is Balance and Boundaries. Who is this?
Hey, what's up, man? It's your boy, Detroit.
Oh, shit. What's going on, Detroit? And everything.
I thought I'd go in and put a little explanation and explanation on it. You know what I'm saying?
There's another big homie from out there in Texas and this, that, and the other via Detroit, via Oklahoma and everything. What's going on, player?
All right, man. So I've been listening to the show. I wanted to ask you what Kaya was saying about niggas acting like everybody else, or are they?
Okay.
When it comes to relationships, some niggas out here, they want to be like they big homie, not in a good way.
Okay.
Just because he got the gift of gab, as you say, and the elaborator with the gab, mouthpiece, as we say.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Not everybody got that mouthpiece. Stay in your lane. You can't do everything Detroit doing. You can't be Detroit. Be Trevor. Be Lawrence. You know what I'm saying?
True.
So that's where a lot of people get it wrong. That's the reason why niggas today have the problems they do. Because everybody want to be somebody else. Nobody want to be theyself. Everybody got an outer image or some other sort to protect. You know what I mean?
Right.
And women do the same shit. Just like Kaya said, you know, women want to judge their relationship off the next person's relationship goals, you know, and all that shit. Your relationship goals might not be the other person's.
True.
You know what
I'm
saying? It depends on what kind of person you are and who you're talking to and dealing with. And you build your goals on what you want, you know what I'm saying, in your life and what you want your shit to be.
Okay. Well, I want to ask you a question because I know this question has been asked to me and I've seen it before myself. I've been around a woman so long to where she picks up CeeLo. And when I say your CeeLo, that means your demeanor. That means she coming in smacking you on the
head. Honestly, that's funny you say that because that's one reason why, you know, a woman or man cheating. I'm going to tell you how.
All right.
If you with a woman long enough, she talk like you, right?
Right.
She start using your little slang and all that for texting or how you talk, you know what I mean?
Right.
When that shit starts sounding different and she's saying some other shit, you ain't never said glizzy in your life before done. Let the bitch take glizzy for a hot dog. Who the fuck you talking to? And I'm not saying that I'm being insecure. Far from it.
Okay.
You can sit there and let that shit happen for a couple months. You ain't got to go through nobody's phone, do none of that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you start picking up on the mannerisms. When shit people start acting different and switch up, you already know what the game is. You know what I'm saying? Because it's nature. It's going to happen regardless.
Okay. Yes,
so,
you're right.
So no matter who she's talking to, flirting with, just because he was there emotionally for the moment, because y'all having a rough patch. You know what I'm saying? Or because he hurts Machiavelli because y'all whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or vice versa.
Right.
I could be hurts Machiavelli. Now she walking around talking about, yeah, you going to top this ramen? Whoop, saying whatever little slang I say.
Right.
And then her nigga like, what the fuck? I ain't heard that new song. The kids ain't playing that today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Different state, different lingo. Different states, different lingo, different sides. You know what I mean? So when you be like, yeah, Joe, he's like, whoa, you fucking that nigga from Chicago? Like, hold on now, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like I told you, I told a chick one night I was going home to fuck Mary Palm and her five sisters, and she thought that I was cheating on her.
She said, nigga, you got it like that?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Damn, and she got five sisters that's coming over too, and I was like, you know what I'm saying, and everything.
Yeah.
Do you feel these days, in because I'm going to give you a timeline, from 2020, we're going to do a three-year timeline, from 2020 to 2023, do you feel that the black man in the household has been heard, listened to, or this, that, and the other because we're in the household every day, 24/7?
No, I know I'm here. I say yes and no. I'll be honest from experience and just speaking from experience of, you know, my niggas are fellas that I know that go through different shit than I'm going through, you know, but we can all still relate in some shape, form, or fashion.
Right.
So I'll say 50-50 because you have some women who do appreciate that. That nigga home 24/7. He ain't in the streets. He playing 2K, whatever the fuck. And you don't have to worry with a nigga ass who is fucking what he doing. You know what I'm saying? And it's reciprocated. Then you have those who doing the same shit, but nigga, you ain't doing enough. Granted, some people look at it, our house is two-way street, we both work, whatever. But like you said earlier in your show, if I'm hustling and got in multiple incomes by any means necessary to where I tell you keep your money, you all good. you all, you know what I'm saying? So it just depends on your relationship and the dynamic. It depends on the people, because not everybody built for certain relationships. Some women aren't built for the type of person Detroit is. Some people not built for the type of person Mr. Mobley is. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Do you
like you said, it's all good in the beginning. It sounds good. It looks good. We fucking. You like, oh, I'm smart. Thought I love you. Then once y'all start spending that time and years come in, like to say 3 years, 20 to 22, you know, to 23, then that's when you learn more about another and you start to get, and people get comfortable or, you know, settled.
Okay.
And then you start seeing other true ways and you like, oh, damn.
True.
I didn't, you know, but also people say that you should have told me in the beginning.
Was we caught up in the lust? Because I know lately I've been talking to women about, look here, baby, damn, you turn me the fuck on. I don't want to fuck you or be with you in lust. And then when I find out who the fuck you really are, it's kind of like, oh, well, damn, all right.
Well, no, that's communication. That's the difference in communication.
Okay, all right.
Because I was also raised by pimps and madams besides Big Mama and them. So I take it all in the same way and stride. So
I never looked at it
so
that way.
So it's about communication because on the wish factor, a woman...
communication stronger?
And communication is how y'all make it. Y'all can communicate verbally, physically. The eyes looking at each other, eyebrow with two, just like your girl. Hey, feel like this. When you was in church, grandma or the nice, you know, church lady that adopted your ass, all they had to do is make that look and talk with their teeth like, little motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You knew the look. Yeah. That's communication.
Yeah. You're
so, right. So what I'm saying is, off the rip, if you come out and be like, hey, which I've had it happen to me in my past days and shit like that, you can be like, hey, I got a girl. I didn't ask you all that. But if you're being honest and you tell a woman up front what the situation is, a lot of them, if they real, will tell you, thank you for being honest, because it's still their choice. They're making the choice to still move forward, back off, leave you alone, fuck. Hey, we just doing this. Ain't no strings attached. You know, I understand my role, and that's on both sides, man and male. Now, granted, some people say you can't be friends with benefits because somebody always kicks feelings. Depends on the person. Yeah, I got love for you in the regard. We might be fucking, but I still got to know you in a way to where it's like, damn, she's a cool person. I'll look out for you. I'm going to have your back. I ain't going to call her my sister because, I mean, we know how that shit go when you be like, oh, yeah, that's my brother. That's my sister. And you get caught fucking your brother, so-called. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's the homie, but you know what I'm talking about. So that way people don't get that misconstrued.
Right.
So you see what I'm saying? So it's communication. Most women will tell you, just like a man, if you would have told me from the get-go,
we could have worked that
because
out.
Because then some women will tell you, because then it's my choice. At least you was honest. And I still have the choice to choose to fuck with you or not fuck with you.
Right.
That simple.
You're right.
So when she hit the fan, can't nobody act brand new and be like, oh. You know what I'm saying? But then it's like, you already knew what it was when you met me. So why you acting brand new now?
So check this out. We got 11 minutes left in the show and everything. The one thing that I want to ask you before we get up out of here.
Already.
I need your honest opinion because you've been giving me your honest opinion and everything. And like I say, everybody, you know, you can hit us up at 563-999-3631. This show will replay as soon as we are off the air. So you can click the link and hear the show and this, that, and the other. So this is what I wanted to ask you. You know what I'm saying? Are men communicating more in 2023 or in 2022 to go into 2023 than they were in 2015 to 2018?
I'm glad you asked that. All right, I'm going to put it like this. Depending on anybody's past relationship, past loves, past whatever, deals them towards their next and the one after that. So by the time you got to him, say he was with a woman, he tried to open up, you know, finally be the man who talks about his feelings. He could be a street hard-ass Jason nigga, bodies, drug dealing, whatever. And then he go to his woman. That's supposed to be the only one he can talk to, like my bitch, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And she say, oh, nigga, you supposed to be hard because I'm an emotional ass nigga, this and that, week. So after a while, what are you going to do? You adapt, right? As men, we adapt.
Okay.
So, you're going to grow emotionally. Or at least to that part. I'm going to hold it in. I'll talk to my niggas. and I'm good. Or I'll talk to my best friend, God, my mama, or somebody I know,
okay,
I can vent to and not be
right
criticized because of browbeat, as you say. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right,
it's a two-way street. Women that came from the same shit. So y'all have to understand who you're dealing with. Take the time to put in that time if you really care, because the moments that he do open up, or the little moments he show you of emotion, or because he's been hurt and been what have you, vice versa for women, accept it and take that and build on it. Don't rush it, beat him down, and, man, it's been 5 years, 7 years, 3 years, 2 years. I'm here, baby. Say something. He will in time. Because in that regard, you're not doing nothing, but just, you know what I'm saying? That's like,
okay,
I don't know the word for it. To him, it's going to come off as badgering. So men, let me get back on my back. That's what I'm talking. So what you asked was, are men not communicating? No, it's not that we're not. And it's not the fear of communication. It's the fact of what you did in your last two shows. A man can communicate. But depending on that type of man, it comes off punk, emotional, depending on the woman you're dealing with.
Yeah.
It also comes from us men having fucked up relationships with aunties, mamas, or whatever, or having fucked up relationships in life. And that you ain't got to have mama issues and be a fucked up person. Far from it.
Right.
You know, you got one crazy bitch that just tossed you for a loop, and you like, goddamn, hold on now.
Yeah.
You got your guard up, you know?
Yeah, and it's usually the women that take us for a loop. So we got we got 8 minutes left. Do you feel where? And I know you can sum it up in 8 minutes. I just want to give you this question. Do you feel we're losing ourselves in the women that we are with that make us go through these situations? You got 8 minutes.
No. Okay, I'm going to sum up both questions that you
Go ahead.
Well, the communication part on women's side is the same. But you dealing with a battered woman emotionally, physically, or both, you know what I'm saying? If you love and care, you're going to take that time to figure it out. Now, it's not being a punk to talk your emotions. We've been raised as men by your uncle, your daddy. It's, hey, nigga, don't cry. You tough. We tough.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You think you're tough. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
And then grandma be like, it's okay, baby. You can cry. But even then, sometimes grandma will tell you, do that shit in your room or back there or something, baby. Don't let everybody see you like that. You see what I'm saying?
You are right.
So it's not a thing of niggas is being too and all this. We were groomed, raised, you know what I'm saying? And now, to expand on your next point, for a lot of men and women, it's following trends. So from 2015, for example, perfect example, back to when Nicki Minaj came out. I swear to God, everybody and their mama, female-wise, all of a sudden became Barbie, and they lesbian. Or they not kidding. No, dead ass.
Yeah.
And I was living in Vegas when this was happening. I was doing music, I was doing music, and you ready to go back to college and shit. So all these women, I'm not going to say bitches, I was about to, but all these women, all of a sudden, is lesbian and bi-curious, and I'm, you know what I'm saying, hey, it's trends. And it's not just the men fault, women too. So then again, who are you really as a person?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Some people got their favorite artist, their favorite musician, and that's who they idolize. If you think about it, without thinking about it, sometimes you try to become who you idolize. Don't mean that idol is great.
True.
Some people idolize their pentagram.
You just opened up a whole other topic and just said the other, but go ahead.
Some people idolize Teddy Pendergrass, but don't mean he was good. Hot girl in wheelchair. Hey, so, you know, we can play grip ball or we can play, you know, hardball. I'm just saying, like, everybody has to understand to stay in your lane, be the best at what you be the best at you. Be the best at who you are and what you can do and provide.
Yes.
If a bitch don't like what you got to bring to the table, cool. Peace out. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
We can fuck, we can do that, whatever. Or I keep it in the distance. But as they say, one monkey don't stop, no show.
Right.
And everybody got somebody for him. Long story short, be yourself. And honestly, for the longest, I've lived by the code of fuck it. And, I mean, shit, it helped me a long way. Hold on, baby. It's okay, mama. He said, fuck it, too, see?
He said, I live by the code of fuck it. And it's that, yeah,
I got a lot of
life models,
like, but fuck it is one of them. One of them is, if I do it, I know the next man will. I don't put shit past nobody. If I do it, if I walk off your porch with your bike or some shit, your boots for work or something, I don't put it past nobody to do the same shit. Expect people to be who you know them to be. If I'm a lying-ass nigga and I'm petty, you know that. Don't expect me not to be a lying-ass nigga and petty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Expect me to be a snake because I'm a biker. Expect me to be who I'm going to be. And so that way, there's no reason to get mad. Oh, fuck, Detroit lying-ass and Coomy. You already knew Detroit lying-ass and he tell you a lie.
Yeah, you knew that.
With his lying petty ass. Why are you surprised?
Okay.
So,
4 minutes. You're
about to find
out. Check this out. 4 minutes left in the show. Sum it up of what you feel black men need to start doing in 2023 now.
Stand up for yourself as one. Don't be a victim as two. And don't allow no one to play the victim to you as three. If you stand on your beliefs, you were already raised and you're smart. You was raised to be who you are. Don't let nobody tell you different and knock you for who you are. You know what I'm saying? Because when you came in this relationship, if I sold drugs and was working, that ain't no surprise.
Right.
You see
what
you get.
Yeah.
What you see is what you get. If you can't accept that, and we accept everything from you, we know how you are in your period. Before your attitude come, we know if you walk in right now with three niggas in the house, we lie like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, step out. Of, you know what I'm saying? We know.
Yeah, I'll holler at y'all.
So, reciprocation.
Okay,
I expect the same respect. Now, some women, it's just, you know, some women too proud. Some men are too. Pride is a motherfucker. So, honestly, just be yourself, stand on your own truth, and stand up for your beliefs. Stand up for who you are.
Okay.
Because in the end, that's all you got is you.
Well, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. Look here, man. I appreciate you calling in tonight. You know what I'm saying? Thank you and everything. I needed a man's point of view. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. Big shout out to the, you know, to my girl Kaya and this, that, and the other. Y'all know that's my daughter. You know what I mean? But she called in and put a totally different twist on the whole male thing and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? And big shout out to, of course, my man, LA, but TNG and shit, you know what I'm saying, calling in, doing the damn thing, you know what I mean? I know you got some new shit dropping and this, that, and the other, so we're going to make sure that we keep an eye out on what TNG
is
doing.
Yeah, y'all check
doing.
That out, man. Midwest Connection and TNG, man, we all over the place.
You know what I mean? I was up at the studio the other night with him doing the song Haters. So shout out to D-Rock, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know what I mean, man?
Oh,
but
yeah,
listen,
my boy Don. Say what's up, D-Rock, man. Shout out.
But listen, y'all, we're going to get up out of here. I appreciate y'all. This show will replay in 5 minutes.